Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, we're getting set for our final matchup here tonight at Donovan West High School. Kirk Kilman in studio alongside Crendon Prophet. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks again to all of our area sports boosters making our broadcast possible, not just tonight, but all throughout the season. We appreciate it very much. First matchup of the night, went three sets. Donovan West outlasting Onega 25-12, 22-25, and 25-12. And then Axtell, a straight set victory over the Buffaloes, sending them home tonight with an 0-2 try, 25-15 and 25-16, and now we get set for Donovan West and Axtell here in the final matchup this evening. We'll step aside, a two-minute timeout. First serve is coming up next.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Everest. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Uniwheels, golf carts, motorized bikes. Oh my, there are plenty of ways to get around these days. Most are fun, but can be dangerous to the operator and often meet the definition of a motor vehicle in your home insurance policy. Most home insurance policies exclude liability coverage for motor vehicles, so if you cause an accident, you may be paying for it yourself. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sebetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dilded Sampler in Sebetha is excited to announce they are partnering with 868 Candle Company for a candle pour on Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m. at Village Sampler in Sebetha. You pick your jar, you pick your scent, and you pour. Limited spots available. Make sure to register with 868 Candle Company. Remember, Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Plus, they have home decor and memorial items. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sebetha and register for their candle pour Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, moments away from our final match here tonight. It's been fun at Donovan West High School Twin Valley League Tri. It's our third week of broadcasting volleyball here in the fall of 2024. We hit the Big East League in week one. Last week, we were in the Northeast Kansas League. First time we're getting a TBL try here tonight. And again, we get the two teams that are 1-0 so far tonight battling in the final match as Donovan West and Axtell get set to take center stage here. Moments away from the first serve. Again, Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, all with you here, and we appreciate it very much. Let's talk keys to the match. Again, both these teams riding high, 1-0. Victories over the Buffaloes, and feel like we got a pretty good matchup in store between, I would think, two pretty evenly matched teams from what we've seen here.
I'm going to talk a little bit of history, and then we'll talk a little bit of keys. So just real quick, Axtell comes into this game on an 8-game losing streak to Donovan West, not having won a set since 2019 and then not winning a game since 2018. So it's been a long drought. Axtell comes in looking for a good win here. And what's going to be the keys to this game? Well, we saw how Donovan West was very dominant in against their debut against Onega with the first team all-league returner and Katie Johnson. But we saw a same height level player from Axtell, Maggie Strothman, and we're going to see these two players up on the net. I'd say they're both the same height, about 6 foot, 6 foot one, and we're going to see how competitive they are against each other and how they're going to battle it out. And we're going to see how those supporting cast, the supporting role of characters can help both of those big time players for both the Axtell Eagles and also for the Donovan West Mustangs.
Well, again, the TBL standings, this was coming into tonight. Valley Heights, Hanover, both undefeated league records. Centralia, just one league loss. They were 4-1. And then you had that bunched middle set with both Axtell and Donovan West. Again, both getting wins already over the Buffalo. So Axtell right now not far behind. They're in fourth. They're at 4-2 in league play. And then you got a D-West team that sits there at 3-2. So you look at just the importance of this match. Let's say Donovan West wins. They go to 4-2, and that would drop Axtell to 4-3. So you look at Axtell. If they get a win, they go to 5-2, and then they would drop Donovan West to 3-3. So still a long way to go, but chance, you know, for a team like D-West to create at least, or at least for Axtell, beg your pardon, to at least create a little bit more separation on a team that's right there with them in the middle of the standings.
Yeah, every team in this TVL Valley League, they're just going to fight it out, battle out, and it all comes down to the here and now. You know, it's all about the present before you can get and talk about too much about the future. So right here, as it stands, the Mustangs versus the Axtell Eagles, who's going to come out between this matchup? It's been awaited the entire night, and we'll see who comes out with it. Again, I mentioned Axtell hasn't won a set against Donovan West since 2019, so it's been a long drought
Incredible.
For this team. So they want to come in here, and they want to get a big win here against Donovan West Mustangs.
So we're getting the lineup set. Axtell will start on the left side, as we said. So Axtell will hit left to right here in set one. The home Mustangs in the white jerseys from right to left. Again, Donovan West and Axtell both with wins over Onega tonight. And our first point to the Mustangs. A service error just like that for Axtell. And D-West takes the 1-0 lead. You mentioned not winning a set against D-West since 2019. It's pretty incredible. Again, just with what we have seen tonight. Again, I thought right now, at least going into it, that's a crazy stat. But two evenly matched teams, and that's going to be another service error, this time on the side of the Mustangs. And a 1-1 tie.
Well, it kind of goes back to the history. Donovan West, they've had success in most recent years, and it was just a couple years ago when they were able to go and play third in state. Whereas Axtell, they just haven't had a season successful since 2016.
There's an ace, our first one here tonight, and that is for Axtell's Audrey Costell. So 2-1, Eagles here in set number one, and there's another service error. It's 2-2. So we've seen three service errors and an ace for the first 4 points in a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, again, it comes down to how well you can just, you know, rally behind a general and, you know, get a good serve in. We saw how difficult that is for Onega, and Onega would have probably played a closer first two matchups if they could just limit themselves on service errors.
So finally get a rally going. Axtell with Strothman leaning back on that spike attempt, and she sends it way long. So points for D-West, 3-2 their lead. They get the serve back. It'll be Edie, the senior, serving from right to left. Casual with the serve. Axtell misfiring on that second hit, and down it goes. So the Mustangs now take a 4-2 lead. Brenna Edie, the senior for the Mustangs. Stall bomber on the dig. They set it up for Strothman, leaning back, and just has to casually push it across. Edie to the front. There's the spike, and down into the back corner it goes. And that is Wettstein, the junior, with the points. And now four straight for Donovan West, and their lead is 5-2.
Yeah, they're right now rallying right behind Edie. She came in today with five aces in here. She's added in a couple of them already. A timeout taken.
So another ace makes it 6-2. Five straight for the Mustangs. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here is, again, you look at these two teams, at least to this point in the year, a 6-2 start for the Mustangs. Both these teams with wins over Onega tonight. As we got our final matchup, still very early in the year. It's only week three, but we're closing in, believe it or not, on about the halfway point of the regular season, because you get to about mid-October, that's where you get to that postseason play.
Yeah, no, if we're at to the point where it's real exciting. We got tournaments going on. That's the great thing about volleyball. You got constant tournaments going, and then, of course, you just have triangular play, a lot of interaction through the high school. And so these athletes are tested on their ability week to week.
Out of the timeout, 6-2 Donovan West here on Axtell in set number one. We're at Donovan West High School. There's a set. There's a spike. First team all league. There it is again. Katie Johnson makes it 7-2. Johnson again, first team all league, but Axtell has a returning all league player, and that is Kylie Smith, who was second team a year ago. Axtell, stall bomber, second hit, pushing it to the front, now hit across by Smith. Mustangs push it front left, there's the set, deflected, spiking in there for another point. It is Bell Smith, and the run continues for D-West, and it's now 8-2. So momentum with the Mustangs here early. This first set as Edie will continue to serve. We have already seen an early timeout. She sends it across. Stahl bomber to the front. Pushed far side. There's the spike by Smith, and it's deflected well. Pushed across again by Johnson. Now tapped across with one hand. Johnson again. Battle at the net. And Donovan West getting it across. Eagles push it far side, and the spike is down. It's buried. Kylie Smith, just mentioned, second team All-League a year ago, and that stops the run. It's now 8-3.
I mentioned Keith coming into this game, how big it's going to be for players. Didn't see a whole lot of Kylie Smith in the win versus O'Neill because the whole team was just kind of dominant here. We're seeing her early on.
And McClellan, a service error, 9-3. And here is Johnson back to serve. Spins it in the left and delivers with the right. Axtell's second hit, front middle, tapped across by Smith. Mustangs were ready for it. Now Edie, a little lazy on the set, but still able to get it across. And now a tap across is out of play, and the Mustangs get the point. It was mishit. Axtell had a good look at it, but it's now 10-3.
Natalie Strathman, who was using the right palm of her hand, trying to curve it and get on that left line, but just couldn't find the spot.
Johnson with the serve. Mustangs in control here early. There's the set. There's the spike. And there's a vicious kill by Natalie Strathman, who makes it now 10-4.
Yeah, I just mentioned her name. She couldn't find the right spot when hitting it over last time, but that time just takes a kill shot right at, I believe it was Brenna Edie, just straight at her, and it was able to get the point.
Honestly, probably one of the more vicious kills we've seen tonight. Here are the Mustangs. Edie setting. There's a two-handed tap across the top of the net from front left to front left on the other side of the net. You don't see that angle quite too often, and now 11-4, another point here for Donovan West.
You know, going back to that vicious kill, you know, when you attack someone straight on, it's something that they don't expect. They usually expect you to try to find an open hole, but that's pretty important when you can do things like that.
Good dig there by Axtell to keep it alive. Now tipped by Edie at the front of the net. And sent across. Stahl bomber now for Axtell. They push it here front right, and the spike attempt a little bit long that time from Detweiler. Good block there by Strothman up front. Now the backside for the Mustangs, and it's deflected and out. Point for D. West. Last to touch it for Donovan West, Emmy Jo Wettstein, the junior, and it's now 12-4. So Smith again on the serve, throws it high, bats it across with the right hand. Smith to Strothman, and it's going to be, I think, into the net. I think it's against Axtell. And it is 13-4, another timeout for the Eagles. We'll step aside. 13-4 here in set one. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final match here tonight in set number one. So far, all Donovan West leading Axtell 13-4. Out of the timeout, Axtell on the attack. Left-handed spike batted into the air by Bell Smith. Mustangs keep it alive and get it back across. Stahl bomber to the front. Second chance pushed across. Too strong for the Eagles. And another one given up there. Donovan West continuing to build. It's now 14-4.
Those are the most timeouts we've seen in a single set by a single team. We've seen two timeouts in this one here from Axtell. They're just trying to stop the bleeding here.
That's it. Yeah, and another ace as I cut you off there accidentally, but now 15-4. Bill Smith doing a great job right now for the Mustangs as they have rattled off now five straight, and again the lead now 15-4. Another heavy serve. Stahl bomber casual to the front of the net. Smith, Edie, near side set, spike batted up into the air, and Edie again. Now they got to get it back across to the Mustangs and do so. Eagles settle. They push it far side. This is Strothman. Miss hit that one. And it ricocheted off her hand to the right side. And now 16-4. The dominant run continuing here for Donovan West. Both these teams 1-0 tonight. both beating Onega. Eagles. Strothman leaning back and misfires again. Kind of hesitant on her jump, and it's now 17-4.
Yeah, that's the second 7-point run we've seen already in this set from North and West. They are looking dominant in this matchup.
So a good run here again for the Mustangs, trying to put this first set away, but the Eagles have a lot of work to do as it's a tap back and forth across the net. Mustangs here to the near side. It's another good defensive play by Strothman. Edie to the back side, third chance, and across. Eagles, front of the net. They set it up, near side, set, spike, and kill. Detweiler this time, much needed for the Eagles. It's now 17-5.
It's been real impressive here from Jonathan West. It's nice there to kind of stop that wound there. But, you know, shout out to Onega, I mean, because they really make both these opponents look all at the same level here.
There is an ace that just crept inside the line as Stahlbomber makes it now 17-6, back-to-back points. Or Axtell here, still got a lot of work to do. And that serve is wide, 18-6. Can't be giving up the freebies when you want to come back from a deficit. Can stop momentum pretty quickly.
And that was pretty much the salt in the wound when it came to the Buffaloes, is it just came to service airing when you were trying to go on a run and try to get things going here, and that's what Axtell's right now taking a page out of the playbook of.
After the serve, far side of the floor, Axtell sets it up, tipped up a couple of times, and pushed to the front of the net, and a one-handed desperation heave to get it across is out by the Mustangs, so point Eagles, and it's now 18-7. Now the serve for Axtell and Natalie Strothman, a good one, a near ace, but pushed to the far side, and somehow Mustang's able to get it across. And now miscommunication on the front line, miss hit, point D West. Boy, for a second it looked like the Mustangs were going to give up one there, and ultimately they get the point, and they lead it 19-7.
Yeah, for the Mustangs, it was Belle Smith who had the really nice dig and save. Tell you what, Belle, she's running up all night long when it comes to the digs, and when she was serving back there just earlier.
So again, back to serve. This is Keller. Sends it across. Now right at the front of the net. Near side set. Johnson's spike is defended well, but ultimately it falls down, so the Mustangs get the point. And it's now 20-7. Great effort by the front line for Axtell. It looked like they were in the right position there, but a lot of muscle behind it, and Johnson able to get it through the hands. Keller's serve out of play, so it's 20-8. Axtell down 12 here in the set, and they get the serve back. It'll be Detweiler to do it from left to right. Donovan West on their home floor. They set it up, far side of the net. There's the spike attempt, and a miss hit again, this time by Natalie Strothman. And the kill shot points that time by Falk, the sophomore. And it's 21-8. So the Mustangs creeping closer and closer to a set one win. Here is the serve by Idol. Axtell set it up. Here's the big spike attempt. They set it up for Natalie Strothman, but she was a little short with it into the net, and it's 22-8. Boy, they set it up perfectly, but just could not get it across. Now three away from a set one win. Strothman down to a knee, keeps it alive. They push it far side. There's the spike, and it finds the back corner. Axtell needing it, and a lot more of it. That's Kylie Smith. 22-9, the Donovan West lead. Axtell gets the serve back. It'll be Costell to do it. There's the spin and the fire. Mustang set it up, tapped across with two hands, and the finesse finish by Katie Johnson, catching Axtell's front off guard, now 23-9. I've told you before, it's probably my favorite shot in all of volleyball. It's that little, oh, you think I'm going to spike it? Nah, I'm just going to tap it.
It's all about finesse sometimes.
That's right.
You know, throwing a little change-up, as you would say sometimes, and just getting people off guard.
Well, Axtell sets it up. Here's Strothman again, and kind of took out some frustration on that one. It's way too long, and now set point here for Donovan West. It is 24-9 as Edie will try to finish it off here. And did that one stay in? It did not. a near ace, but Axel stays alive. It's 24-10.
And you know, Dolphin West, they are looking to take set one here, but it's also how they're going to react in set two. We saw how they struggled against Onega in set two. Perhaps we'll see how Axel can react and maybe find a spark of hope in that set.
Johnson pops it up in the air. Edie pushing it back here to the near side. Now Axel's defense popping one up in the air. They push it left side. Strothman hits it across, keeps it alive. Right now it's set point here. Johnson, two-handed tap. Saved at the front of the net and deflected out of play. Axel gets it. They stay alive. It's 24-11.
Yeah, who else better to keep it alive than Maggie Strathman? It's going to take a lot of these Axel Eagles to, you know, overcome as if it's in a 24-11 on match point, but it's still a possibility.
Mustangs push it to the front of the net after the serve. There's the set. There's the spike, and down it goes. It was mishit on the back line, and the Mustangs take set one. 25-11, pretty dominant for the most part as the Mustangs defeat Axel again, 25-11 here in set one. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back in 2 minutes here on KNZA.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Set number two, our final match tonight here at Donovan West. And Lloyd Crittenden again, the Mustangs looked pretty sharp in that set one win over Axel, 25-11.
Yeah, I think we kind of came in expecting that to be a lot, you know, better of a set, especially on Axel's part, because they came in and they straight swept on set against Onega, where Donovan West, they didn't do that. They had to go into it. They had to force a third set. It looked a little easier for the Eagles to take on the Buffaloes. But here right now, you know, what we thought isn't what we got. You know, Donovan West came out, dominated that first set. We'll see what number two is in store for us.
So we switch sides again. Axel now hitting from right to left as we sit here on the stage at the West. And left to right, the first serve, and here we go. And just like that, an early point for Donovan West. The back line not quite prepared for that serve by Keller, and it's a 1-0 D-West lead.
And the five sets that the Mustangs have played today have scored on every single first set.
Axel gets it to the front of the net. There's the set. There's the fake spike finesse push across. Mustangs were ready for that one. Now Johnson leaning back, and she buries it in the back left corner. Kind of awkward on the jump, but still put it in the right spot, and it's a 2-0 Donovan West lead.
That's the third time they've had the second straight point of the set today.
Axel pushing it front of the net, and into the net it goes. They tried again. Natalie Strothman from about the middle of the floor. Wasn't quite up against the net. Boy, she hit it hard, but right into the net, and it's now 3-0.
And that'll be the third time that they've had three straight points to begin a set today.
Keller again on the serve. Axtell front left and gets it across. Johnson there with the dig. Here's the set near side. Lazy on the spike. Oh, and it's going to be deflected on the back line. Stahlbaumer should have let it go, but maybe upset with their lack of communication on that play, and what should have been a point for Axtell now makes it 4-0 Mustangs.
Now we're seeing a similar look on how these Mustangs looked against set number 3 versus the Onega Buffaloes.
And we get a whistle. I think they get Johnson on top of the net here, which Axtell will take it. They get their first point. It's 4-1. And they get their first opportunity to serve here in set 2. It'll be Detweiler. From right to left, she'll serve. Does so with the left hand. A good one across. Foster back to the middle of the floor. And that one is hit off the top of the net. Somehow Axtell kept it alive. Another diving effort here by D. West. Foster one-handed, but can't get that third one over. Good effort by Andy Foster, a sophomore for D. West in the libero jersey. A back-to-back points for the Eagles. It's now 4-2.
Yeah, I appreciate all the fans have great hands in here. Even the grandmas out here got some great hands when it comes to catching some volleyballs.
That comes up on the stage. Here's Johnson Spike. Stahlbaumer can't, or somehow kept it alive on a third try, and now Mustangs going in the wrong direction, and what looked to be about to be a point for the Mustangs turns into a point for Axtell. So after getting down 4-0, they are quickly back to within 4-3. Donovan West won the first set in pretty convincing fashion, 25-11, and a chance to sweep the final matchup here tonight. Eagles trying to force the final set. Eagles have it. Callie Smith hits it across. Foster on the dive, keeps it alive, and now just had to be pushed across there on a third try. Now Axtell here to the near side. There's the set. There's the spike. But it's too long and a point for D. West. Their lead is 5-3. Changes for both. As Idle will come in off the bench for D. West head coach Carla Johnson will go back to serve. And a stoppage of play. As Idle needs to tie the shoe.
It's always important and crucial.
Are your shoelaces tied?
You know, honestly, most of the time, no.
I believe it. I believe you'd be someone that just walks around with your shoes untied.
You know, for the longest time, I was wearing, you know, shoelaceless tied shoes.
Velcro straps.
Velcro straps.
Oh, there you go.
And most kids do that now, but, you know, I'm back to the shoe ties.
There's a long spike attempt out of play. Kylie Smith mishandling that one. And 6-3 now, D. West. So again, D. West working left to right as they hit in this second set. Smith launching it into the air. They set it in front of the net. Two-handed tap across. Good diving effort by Idle. Now here's a set and a spike attempt a little late on the jump. That was Brooklyn Denton, the junior, who mishit that one. Now 6-4 is the score. D. West by 2. So after the Mustangs got out to a 4-0 lead, Axtell, they have scored 4 of the last 6. Mustangs on the attack. Johnson spike deflected well, but back over onto the side of the Eagles. And now Strothman, a two-handed strap. Far side of the floor. Here is Bell Smith into the net, but keeps it back across for Johnson. And now Axtell pushing it. Front right, leaning back. Smith, good dig on the back line here by Keller. And now Johnson taps it across, but it's out of play just by a scotch, and it's 6-5.
A lot of great defensive presence was put by Maggie Strathman. She already had, I think, one or two blocks there in that rally series that was just going on, and it forced Johnson to try to hit around her, and that one went too far around the world going out of bounds.
Here's a deep spike attempt, and it finds its way home for Donovan West and Kaya Keller. It is now 7-5. Both teams will make subs. Mustangs will go back to serve. Edie will lead the charge on this point. 7-5, Donovan West. Here's set number 2. They beat the Eagles in set 1, 25-11. Eagles, the Strothman here near side, but mishit the spike, and it goes long. It's now 8-5. The bumps in the sets have been rather good, but the spike attempts, at least early on, have not. Eagles again. Able to get it across, had two on a third try. Edie up front, Johnson spike, top of the net, down it goes for the point. And a sigh of relief there for Johnson, and what is now a 9-5 D. West lead.
Johnson, she's just been dominant all night. We talked about her in the game one versus Onega, and here she just continues that dominance. She came in the night with 60 kills. I'm sure she has probably over 80 as it stands probably right now.
Well, certainly adding to that number, and that one is out as Detweiler nearly clipped the back corner, but needed about 2 inches less off of it, and it's now 10-5. So after it got to 6-5, D-West has rattled off four straight. Eagles set it up. Wrong direction there, but get it across. Foster to Edie. Far side Smith. Spike defended, and that one will go to the Eagles. Well defended by Kylie Smith, and it's now 10-6.
Yeah, just going to be patient, got to stay with it, and don't have service errors. We talked about that was the issue for Nigga, and that was the issue in set number one, the actual Eagles.
There is Callie McClellan on the serve. Now near side, Johnson battle at the net, tipped up a couple times, down it goes. That's going to be a point for Axel. It was one on two there. It was Johnson against Strothman and Strothman. And it is now, I think they gave the point to the wrong team there, as I believe it should be 10-7, but the scoreboard showing 11-6. Edie, front of the net, underhand, taps it across and sets it up beautifully for Kylie Smith. And correct me if I'm wrong, partner.
You're fixing it.
Okay, just making sure. I was about to say, I think we had it right. So it's now, it should be 10-8, and it is. Okay, so the scoreboard now correct.
Brandon, I already told you this. You're never wrong.
That is factually incorrect, but at least in this scenario, I was not. Johnson had a near kill, but defended well by Axel. They get it back across, clips the top of the net. Edie, far side, Johnson spike, deflected in the air. Now Edie again, pushing it far side. Here's another spike attempt. Stahlbomber gets it to the front of the net. Foster now, Johnson, near side Smith, deflected high off the top of the net, and down it goes. Mustangs earn it. Wettstein finishing, and it's now 11-8. Good rally there. Mustangs get the point. Now Johnson back to serve. Knuckleballs it across. Stahlbomber with the bump. There's the set. Here's the spike. And down it goes. Front right to back left. Kylie Smith makes it 11-9. So a good run here by the Eagles. Four of the last five they have gotten on the board, and they're within two. Here in set two, in which they need.
Yeah, it's pretty crucial here for them to stay pretty close and knit tight here.
They get the ace by Stahlbomber there to get to within one now at 11-10.
And they almost matched their point total of the last set, which they only had 11, falling 25-11.
Right now 11-10 here in set two. D-West a set one win of 25-11. And there's another ace. Clips the net, drops down, and we're tied at 11 apiece.
Almost turned into a service error, but it was just able to reach over the mountain.
So again, back to serve, Kylie Smith, second team All-League in the TVL a year ago. Sends it across, low liner, and not being able to get there is Edie off the first hits, and Axel takes the lead. And head coach for D-West, Carla Johnson, wants to talk it over. So we'll step aside for a tight 30, 12-11. Here in set number two, Axel leading, Donovan West. Back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup here at Donovan West tonight. Kirk, Crendon, Brandon all with you. Out of the timeout, how about the Eagles needing a set two victory here? And they have scored four straight and seven of the last eight. They lead Donovan West 12-11.
Yeah, no, they are trying to come back here. We were talking about tying shoelaces earlier. Right now the Mustangs, they're starting to trip here early on. So they might want to check if their laces are tied. As of right now, they're trying to fight for it.
Well, the Mustangs tie it back up as Keller there gets it through the pair of defenders on the front of the net for Axel. So a 12-12 tie. It stops the run of four straight and seven of the last eight for the Eagles. And Bell Smith, the junior, back to serve in what is now a 12-12 tie here in the second set. Middle of the floor for Axel. Third try, front left, a little long, but stays inside the line. It was lofted in there. And the back line for the Mustangs let it go, but shouldn't have, and it's now 13-12 Axel.
It was Audrey Coastal who was able to send it right down Broadway.
Staubomber back to serve in the red libero jersey for the Eagles. Sends it across, and it's just barely out here to the near side. Service error ties it up 13-13. Deadlocked at the halfway point. Again, it was all D West in set one, 25-11. At one point led 8-2. Actually led at one point 8-1, and also had a 17-4 lead at one point. Winning it again, 25-11. It's been a much different story here in set two, in which Axtell needs. Here the Mustangs on the attack, front of the floor. There's the spike, well defended, but popped into the air. Now on a third try, it's pushed across by Courtney Johnson. Front of the net, backwards spike, good save. Mustangs again get a hand on it and get it back over. Axtell again, good rally here. They set it up near side, buried into the back corner. Put down by Natalie Strothman. Couldn't have placed it in a better spot in the corner.
Yeah, haven't heard too much from Natalie Strothman on the offensive side for a little bit. Then can you hear a little bit Maggie, but right there, big play, finding it and putting it right on the line.
14-13 Axtell, they need it to force a third set here in the final match tonight. And it pinballs up against the net. Not much doing there for the Mustangs, and now 15-13 Eagles.
And Katie Falk defensively on it, just applying pressure, not getting a block officially, but just her presence there was able to force that mistake.
Okay, Natalie Strothman serving now for Axel, leading 15-13 here in set two. And that's going to be an ace, or maybe, no it is. All right, a drop. It hit the top of the ceiling and came back down. And the largest lead here for Axel, not just in this set, but in the entire match tonight. 16-13 here now, their lead. Strothman continues to serve and nearly got an ace, but Johnson able to, never mind. I thought she was going to get it back over, and it short-armed into the net, and it's now 17-13. So Axel all of a sudden with a four-point advantage here in this second set.
Well, just like that, the Eagles are finding their flight, and they're finding their rhythm here, and just see if that can keep going.
Strothman again on the serve. Back line pushing it middle of the floor. Now Foster has to push it across from the back line. Eagles, momentum, they set it up. There's the set, there's the spike. Foster again up to the top of the net, and it's put down by Axtell's Audrey Costell, 18-13. Another run here, five straight. Donovan West wants to talk it over again. Another timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And what was a dominant set one win for the Mustangs at 25-11 is now turning into a dominant run here for the Eagles, as they lead at 18-13 here in a must-win set two.
Yeah, right now we're going on a five-point run here for the Axel Eagles. They've just been dominating. And a name that we've been calling out, you know, the last couple of points is Audrey Coastal. She's been doing a lot of great stuff there up at the net, middle blocking position. And she's just playing not only a lot of great defensive presence, but she's doing a lot of great offensive moves. But also Natalie Strothman, who's leading this on the serving attack here, she's doing a great job of making sure she's putting herself back in her rotational position and then also making some great plays up at the net.
As you mentioned, five straight for the Eagles out of that timeout. Six of the last seven, 10 of the last 12, and 13 of the last 16 have gone to the Eagles. They are on quite a run. At one point down 10-5. Now all of a sudden lead it by 5 as we're coming up on the latter portions of this second set. Late sub here for the Mustangs. Serve right now for Natalie Strothman and Axtell. Leading at 18-13 out of the TO. From the left side of the floor, sends it across. Johnson going down to a knee. Gets it up in the air. Here's the set. There's the spike. And another good save. Batted back over by the Mustangs. But Axtell settles. And another dive attempt on the back line by Foster, unsuccessful. Detweiler puts it in there, and it's 19-13. Everything going right now for Axtell as their lead is 6. Strothman again now from the right side of the floor. Johnson again to a knee, has to keep it alive. There's the set. There's the spike. It's too long. Everything unraveling here.
You know, a big thing I want to bring to a mention here, Axel hasn't won a set against Donovan West since 2019. A huge opportunity up and coming as they lead 20-13, set number two.
Let's see if the Mustangs have a push in them. Axel has it right now. They set it up front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike, but dug up on the back line by Smith. Now Johnson leaning back and gets it across. Axel now front left. Tried the finesse. It wasn't there. Mustangs get one down finally. It's Kaya Keller. 20-14. So that stops that heavy Axel run. Now let's see if Keller and company can get something brewing here for D. West. Trying to look for a sweep, but they're going to have to come back to do just that. Popped into the air. Middle left, front right. Oh, and whiffing on the spike attempt was Detweiler, and it's now 20-15. You ever swung a golf club and just whiffed the ball? That's kind of what that felt like.
I swung a putt-putt.
But did you whiff it?
A little
bit.
If
you whiff it, putt-putt, man, you got problems. Axel gets it across, couple of one-handed hits. Now far side, Johnson blocked at the net, pops it back up into the air. Now Smith from the back line has to get it across. Axel pushing, front left, here's the spike, good defense there. Still battling at the net, and put down but out of play. McClellan had a chance, now three straight for D. West. They are back to within four, it is 20-16.
That's all the Mustangs got to do. They've tied the shoes now they're off and running. And now they're on a good spot here where they're only down by four.
Keller again, middle of the floor. Right-handed serve, gets it across. Stahlbomber to an E, gets it up in the air. Now tapped across on a third try. Donovan West setting it up, middle of the floor, but mistimed and awkwardly hit out of play by Johnson. It was miscommunication there by Rawls and Johnson. I think both thought it was coming to him, and then by the time there was that little hesitation between the two, Johnson just threw her hand out and got it over, but didn't keep it between the lines. 21-16. Johnson again after the Axel serve. Gets it across. Diving effort. Good job by Axel there. Now Smith slaps it across from the back right corner. Stahlbomber to the front. Tapped across. Johnson in the air. D. West near side. Miss hits and out of play it goes. They tried to set it up here near side. And unable to chase it down was Denton. And all of a sudden it is a 22-16 Axel lead as they try to force a winner-take-all set three here tonight. Detweiler to serve. Good placements. And getting it across. Good job there. That was Keller. A much-needed point for Donovan West. They're within 22-17. So here's a chance for D. West to go on the run. They get the serve back. It'll be idle to do so. From left to right, Axel's lead 22-17 here in set two. Get a stoppage of play as spectators continue to work past. As looks like the JV court is cleared up. So we are on to Strictly Varsity the rest of the night, and there's another kill for Axel. As they are looking prime to force a set number three, 23-17. And Costa will go back to serve to try to finish this off for the Eagles. Mustangs get it to the front of the net, tap it across with one hand. Now Axel, Smith, near side, spike. What a one-handed save. It goes back over. Now diving, another dive, and Foster gets it across. Excellent effort by the Mustangs. Now Axel to the front of the net, pops up in the air, and somehow Axel had multiple opportunities, but D. West, a couple of diving saves to make it now 23-18. That was incredible job by multiple bodies for the Mustangs.
Yeah, Courtney Johnson was one of the main contributors there. Courtney Johnson is one of the best players on the Stumpin' West team. She came in the night with 25 assists, and she helped keep that rally going and extended it for Stumpin' West to get that point. Still down 5, though, 23-18.
Well, we got a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 23-18, the Axel lead at Donovan West. Mustangs controlled the pace from start to finish in set one and won it with ease, 25-11, but that has not been the case here in set two as Axel looked, or has looked, like a, don't want to say a completely different team, but they have certainly ramped it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I'll bring it to a mention again. It's been since 2018 since Donovan West has lost to Axel, but it's been since 2019 since Donovan West has even lost a set to Axel. So, I mean, you're talking about maybe 14, 15 straight set wins here, and you know, that's a big streak here. So I'm not sure if everybody here knows that, a little bit of history, but this should be a pretty huge victory, even
yeah,
if this is one single set win here for the Eagles.
Well, let's see. They got to hold on here. 23-18 their lead. Out of the timeout. Mustangs with the serve. Edie sends it across. Now they set it up front left. There's the finesse tap shot. Maggie Strothman caught the Mustangs off guard. Set point here for the Eagles at 24-18. The Mustangs got to rattle off some points here. They need to rattle off six straight. Let's see if they can start with one. There's a set. There's a spike. Dug up that time by McClellan. Now tapped across. Johnson pops it in the air, keeps it alive. Now spikes it down. Another good dig by Axel this time. Hits off the netting. Somehow gets it back across. Another diving effort. Mustangs get it back across with Edie. Eagles want to win it here. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the kill. We'll see you in set three. Axtell getting it done in set number two. As they put a big-time monster run together in the middle portions, and they hold on to beat Donovan West here 25-18. We go to a timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the third and final set here of our final match tonight. It's Axtell and Donovan West going to a third set, and we got it coming your way right after this.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, it's not even check the clock here. Just past 8 o'clock. I already got the deep yawns, brother. We go to a final set here, third match of the night here at Donovan West. It's been fun. High school volleyball here. I'm at KNCA. Kurt, Crendon, Brandon, all with you. We said it before, Axtell, D. West, we liked what we saw in their wins over Onega, expecting a close one. Well, D. West put them to bed early in the first set, but how about Axtell coming back strong, dominating the second half and forcing a set three, and obviously somewhat of a milestone set win for Axtell.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, Dolphin West did put them to bed early in that set number one, but I guess Axtell woke up having a nightmare because they were like, whoa, we got to get going here. And, man, they got going in set number two, the 25-18 win. They went on quite a couple of runs there and deep into it, too, and that's what it takes here. So let's see if that nightmare continues on the side for Donovan West, if they can come back here, or maybe Axtell has a chance to get their first victory since 2018 against Donovan West.
Well, Donovan West is going to get the first point to start, and they continue that trend. They have gotten the first points
in all six sets they played.
In all six of their sets tonight, and they started set two with a 4-0 lead over Axtell. But Axtell came back and won it. This is a big-time matchup here for the middle portion of the season in terms of the TVL standings. Axtell gets one back, a 1-1 tie. These two teams right in the thick of it behind Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia. Centralia was at home tonight with Washington County and Frankfort. Hanover was at home in a double duel with Blue Valley. There's Johnson's spike attempt. Well deflected there, or defended, I should say, by Axtell. They keep it alive. Near side push. There's the spike, and it's buried into the back corner by McClellan. nicely done to give Axtell a 2-1 lead. So again, mentioning that Donovan West, a 3-2 league record, Axtell 4-2 into this matchup here tonight. So right in the thick of it. Still multiple weeks, of course, of league play to go, but certainly a chance for one of these teams to put a little something together. Try to go 2-0 here, and there's a kill shot. It's mishandled on the back line by Foster. And Axtell now three straight after giving up the first point. It's now 3-1.
Yeah, no, Axtell, they're just looking great right now. Ever since that second set started, it just feels like they haven't stopped flying.
Johnson keeps it inside the lines, and a free ball sent over by Donovan West, and somehow it gets in there. It might have been out, but Natalie Strothman went for it, tried to do the heroic save with one hand and couldn't keep it in. Now 3-2.
I think that's just an unfortunate mental error. It should have been probably let go out of bounds, but overall still excellent with a one-point lead.
A senior Aaliyah Idle will serve it here for Donovan West. Sends it across, dug up by Axtell. Here's a shot at the front of the net and up against the net. And the Mustangs get the point, tie it at 3-3. They had Kylie Smith set up, but again, it's just maybe mistiming your jump just a touch to where you want to be hitting it going up and not coming down. A near ace saved, and somehow Axtell gets it across. Front of the net. Johnson kills it. Boy, nicely placed. The first team All-League selection, Katie Johnson. We have called her name on numerous occasions all throughout the night, and it's now 4-3.
Well, I made a mention about this. You know, finding, you know, open spots to hit a kill is always great, but sometimes you just got to hit, anyway, the Eagle straight on.
Eagles push it far side. Here's the set. Deflected, and down it goes. Defense up front this time. Katie Johnson and Keller on the charge. Or, correction, Bell Smith as well on the charge. And now 5-3, D. West. After giving up three straight to the Eagles, they have come back with four straight of their own. Idle again on the serve, lofts it across. Axtell front of the net, taps it across, and not going to get there. Almost had the Mustangs caught off guard, and Brooklyn Denton tapped the chest, said my bad on that one. It's now 5-4. So that stops a run of four straight. Eagles going back to serve. Costell again spins it in the left and sends it across with the right, and a line drive serve, battle at the net, tipped up in the air. Now Mustangs got to get it across, and they do. Miscommunication on the back line. Tapped across by Axtell. They get the point, and it's now 5-5.
Well, it's one that we got an early teeter-totter here versus Axtell and Donovan West. And, you know, this, what a better way to finish out a last set here than a close one between these two teams.
And especially both teams into this match, 1-1 on the night. And there's another Katie Johnson kill as she launched it into the Raptors, and now it's a 6-5 D-West lead. Did you notice the other ball stuck up there in the Raptors?
Oh.
Straight up that way?
Nice.
The one is stuck up there.
There's your souvenir I was talking about earlier.
Yep, that's the one that was supposed to be given to me, right? There's going to be an ace. Edie again, 7-5, mishandled on the back line in D-West. Again, I don't do math very well. Six of the last eight. Took me a minute. D. West has a little bit of a rhythm going. Punched across, top of the net, battle one. Johnson again. 8-5. Johnson all over the place here in this deciding third set here tonight.
Well, it's going to take more than just a spurt of a three-point run for Axtell. They're going to have to really kind of open this game up for themselves if they want to take this victory.
Good dive there by Edie. Johnson on a second hit. Tried to catch him off guard. Sends it across. Now Axtell far side. Pushed across by Smith. Edie front of the net. Johnson late to it, so had to just push it across. Axtell again. Near side. Here's the set. There's the spike. Edie with the dig. Hits off the basketball hoop, and that's going to cost him. That's unlucky again. You got to play it off the surroundings, and that time off the basketball hoop and ricocheted in a not-so-good direction for the Mustangs, and Axtell don't care. They'll take that. It's 8-6. Eagles back to serve. They get it back down two here in this final set tonight. And now Johnson again buries one in the back right corner. It's now 9-6.
Yeah, Johnson, she's just made her presence known everywhere. She's back to serve. She hasn't been actually too great when it comes to the serving game compared to the net game, so we'll see how she does here.
All right, when you say that, you called it, partner. A little long on the serve, and it's now 9-7.
Yeah, unfortunately, the five times I've seen her go up and serve, she's erred on them. But, you know, that could be fixed throughout the season, but she's really great when she's up there playing on the net.
Final set tonight between Axtell and Donovan West. We're 1-1. It's 9-7 here. D. West in front. Get it across with Smith. Stahl bomber hits it in the wrong direction. Axtell has one more try, and they get it across. Foster, Edie, and the set was tapped across to the other side, and somehow able to finish was Keller. Gets it through the double team, and it's now 10-7 D. West. We have alternated four straight points. A three-point lead here in this final set. As Smith will go back to serve, she is a junior. Sends it through with the right hand. A line drive hit. And Axtell doing a good job getting it back over on a third try. Foster, Edie, far side, set. Spike tipped in the air. Diving effort, third chance, sent across again. Axtell was there for it. Near side, there's the spike. Deflected off the top of the net. Axtell again ready for it. Now sets it, spikes it, pops it in the air. Smith, left side, third try again. Good rally. Eagles have it. There's the spike. Foster again to the front of the net. Edie in the wrong direction. Third try somehow got it across. What a run here. Strothman with the tap. Edie again. Near side, third try in the wrong direction, but sends it across. Axtell now sends it across. Edie, front of the net. Left side, top of the net. Tipped up a couple times. Axtell has it. Strothman again, top of the net. Keller, near side, flapped across. Stahl bomber, maybe the best rally of the night in any match, and finally into the net it goes. Natalie Strothman a chance, short-armed it, and it's 11-7 after all that.
What an incredible rally between
best
both those teams.
Definitely the longest one, for sure.
And I believe I'm saying this right,
Kaya Keller.
Kaya Keller had an incredible run there. She had five passes and two hits in that rally for the Mustangs.
So 11-7 after that lengthy rally, and another quick point here for the Mustangs. I say another, but a long point and then a short point and a timeout. Axtell, 12-7. We'll step aside as well. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Donovan West has a nice rally going, leading Axtell 12-7 here in what is the deciding third and final set here tonight, match number three. Brandon, Crin, and Kurt all with you. D. West and Axtell, both victories over Onega, so we're trying to find out who wants to go 2-0 tonight.
Yeah, Donovan West, they're right now, I mean, they're taking a little bit hold here, but they're still in a good spot, up 12-7 at the moment.
Bell Smith out of the timeout, back to serve for the Mustangs, leading 12-7, pushed to the front of the net, then tapped across. How about that little swoop move? Front of the net by Kylie Smith, and a much-needed point there for Axtell. Stops that run. It's now 12-8.
Kylie Smith's one of the better players here on this Axtell team, you know, second-team All-League returning just a year ago, and you just want to hear her name more if you're for the Eagles.
Stahl bomber long on the serve, and it's just out, but barely. A near ace, but D. West made the right call. Letting it go. 13-8 now. Their lead is back to 5. And this will be Courtney Johnson in off the bench and back to serve from left to right. She'll send it across with the right hand. Spins it in the left and serves it. Axtell pushing to the front of the net. Far side, one fake, and then sending it, and it's out. From the front right to the back left, Natalie Strothman tried to clip the line and just a little bit strong, and now 14-8 is the Donovan West lead.
Yeah, Strothman had a nice angle shot, as you mentioned, complete right all the way to complete left, just getting outside of the line by a bit.
Axtell pushing front of the net. There's the set. We get a whistle and onto the net. Violation on the Mustangs. 14-9, Axtell to serve back. Here's Natalie Strothman again, wearing jersey number 21. And the service error into the net. Haven't seen many of them here in this final set, but that time costing Axtell. It's now 15-9, Donovan West.
You know, the play has been very clean on the air side of things. Both teams are playing probably the best efficient and quality volleyball we've seen here tonight, especially with that long, really long rally.
Keller on the serve, and a third time it's tapped down by Costell, who gets the point. Finesse story on that one, and it's 15-10. I would think at this point, if you are the Eagles, you do not want to let it get much farther than five.
No, you would not. You would not want a team like this to get closer. You might even think about using a timeout here. Yeah, possibly.
There's the serve by Detweiler. Front right, back middle, sent across on a freebie. Axel again, pushing Smith, front middle, deflected out of play, and it's going to be a point for the Eagles. Again, the deflection there. Costell earns it, and it's 15-11. So three of the last four by the Eagles, two within four. The final set and the final match here tonight. It's been fun. Two teams that are 1-0 on the evening. Onega left earlier, going 0-2. Good defense again, but out of play in the kill shot. Donovan West earning that one. That's Katie Falk. Haven't mentioned the sophomore's name a ton tonight, but that time gets Donovan West back in front by five at 16-11. Idle again back to serve. And sends it across from left to right. Dipping down, and the dig gets all the way back across. They set up Johnson. Finesse tap and found the opening. 17-11.
That's a great thing that Johnson adds as a senior. She's got that veteran experience on knowing, you know, how to adjust her hits. Not everything needs to be a hard spike. That time, just a little nice of a finesse to put Mustangs up 17-11.
Well, a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Donovan West trying to hold on here. They lead it 17-11. The final set tonight. And Donovan West, they dominated the first set between the Eagles. Jumped out, scored 8 of the first 10. At one point, led 17-4. In that first set, they'd go on to win it 25-11, and then, boy, Axtell turned it around. They got down 4-0 in that second set, and then at one point battled back, had a huge stretch where they had a run of 7 of 8 points by them, and then a run of 7 in a row again at one point, had a 20-13 lead, would go on to win it 25-18 to force this third set. We were back and forth early here, but right now the momentum all with D. West.
Yeah, we talked about volleyball, and volleyball comes down to just one word, momentum. Momentum is what carries teams, and we saw that what that did in Sidham Chipper Axel here.
So out of the timeout, service error. Idle might have missed that one. It went well out of play, and Axel again down here in this final set will take all the free points that Donovan West wants to give him. And now 17-12, back to 5. Axel on the serve. It's going to be Costell. Foster down to an E. Johnson taps it with the left hand, and again the finesse shot. The storyline there. Johnson doing it again, this time with the left hand, and it's 18-12. It's back to 6.
Not only can she get a changeup going with the speed of how she hits it, but she also, she's what you call a switch hitter there, right hand, left hand. She's just a perfect all-around player up the top of the net.
18-12, creeping down the latter portion of this final set. D. West trying to go 2-0 tonight on their home floor. Here's Natalie Strothman, and long on it. Boy, they set her front left, went towards the back right corner, but just had a little too much muscle on it. 19-12, the lead is 7. Momentum, 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 as Crindon was talking about. Crucial here tonight. There's one into the net, and down it goes. Donovan West again, 20-12, doing it on both ends of the floor. Well, we pointed out the one volleyball that was in the rafters. Did you see the other one actually in the basketball hoop up there?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Just noticing that as well. 20-12 here, and another one that's hit long. And right now, all the momentum with Donovan West. It's 21-12. Four straight, 6 of the last 7 have gone to the home team Mustangs, and they're trying to cap off a perfect 2-0 night, trying to go to 4-2 in league play. Eagles trying to settle. They get it across, and they bury one in the back corner. Much needed for the Eagles. I think that was McClellan who put that point down, and it's 21-13. Axel getting the serve back. Both teams make subs.
Going to have to take the advantage over here on this opportunity.
And McClellan does so on that one, gets the ace. Keller went down to a knee and had the right idea on the back line dig, but just misfired, and now 21-14, back-to-back points by Axel. There's the serve, and just couldn't get it across. Boy, it flung the top of the net and went back in the wrong direction. and a free point for Donovan West. 22-14. As they'll send their all-league selection and Katie Johnson back to serve. Sends it across, about a 7 out of 10 on the heat scale there, but Axtell played it well. Now the Mustangs here, tipped up in the air, and down it goes. A diving effort, unsuccessful. The point for Kaya Keller, and now all of a sudden it's 23-14, and Donovan West 2 points away from a victory. Can Johnson get the last two here? Sends it across, popped in the air to the front of the net. There's the set, there's the spike, batted around a couple times. D-West gets it back across. Again, Axtell, there's a good set and a spike, and Natalie Strothman the kill there. 23-15. The run needs to happen now if you are Axtell. You are down 8. Donovan West needs just 2 to win it. See if they can make it sweat a little bit. Kylie Smith back to serve. Another all-league selection from a year ago. She was second team. Edie to the front of the net. Here's the set. Spike tipped in the air. Diving effort. Stahlbomber keeps it alive. Now another spike attempt. Foster on the back line. Edie front right. Continues it right there. And there's another kill shot. Bell Smith. It's now match point for Donovan West. 24-15. Trying to put it away.
Well, Axtell, again, on an 8-game losing streak against the Donovan West team. Donovan West, they're trying to look to extend that to 9-game losing. And they're looking pretty dominant here in set number 3.
Bell Smith. Oh, and there is a service error. Makes it 24-16. Well, Axtell again, they're going to have to rattle off 8 straight if they want to force this thing into extras. Stahlbomber serve, gets it across, Edie front of the net, battle at the front of the net, but Axtell on their side, push it, left, there's the spike, and it's long, and that'll do it. Just barely strong, Donovan West taking 3 sets to beat Axtell. And they win the final set here, 25-16. We'll step aside, a quick timeout. We'll wrap things up after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, our broadcast tonight has concluded here from Donovan West High School, Twin Valley League Volleyball Tri with Mustangs hosting Axtell and Onega. And as it finishes off here in the final set, it goes 3, but D-West finishing off a 2-0 night. They beat Axtell 25-11, 18-25 in the final set, 25-16. And that's a big win for Donovan West as we're cruising along in league play, because now D-West, they jump Axtell in the standings. They are now 4-2. Axtell drops to 4-3 in league play. So Obviously a big move there by Donovan West. Onega again going 0-2 tonight. They will again head, they went home, I should say, a little while ago playing the first two matches, but Onega still looking for the first league win. They're 5-8, 0-6. Again, Axel now 6-6 and 4-3. Donovan West 5-3 and 4-2. Obviously, Axtell, kind of a milestone, winning their first set against Donovan West since 2019, but ultimately couldn't get the win tonight. Mustangs in control in that final set.
Yeah, you know what? Who would have thunk the first team all-league player, Katie Johnson, and her team would have been the best one out here tonight? That'd just be the case. I mean, Donovan West, they've been consistent year after year after year. And, you know, they've had the most consistency out of these three teams who came in here tonight, and they showed that. They were able to dominate on both against Onega and against Axtell. Both games we saw within those games, they dominated on set one and on set three, but it's kind of in that middle of that cheeseburger and that made it up. And
wait, what? Say that again?
It's in the middle of that cheeseburger that they were kind of struggling, okay?
So, like, the best part of the cheeseburger, like the meat? You're talking about the meat?
It was spoiled, man.
Spoiled. So we talking about the cheese or we talking about the meat?
But I'm talking about the bottom. I thought that it was a good one here, okay?
Okay.
But they were the good parts. And,
okay.
But it was just meat between the fat.
You caught me a cheese. You just lost me a cheeseburger. I'm not gonna lie. You just kind of lost me a cheeseburger.
And that's kind of the main point. Is that Donovan West overall, it was still a good tasting burger, and they got the win. They were able to flip it towards themselves. And,
okay.
And obviously, just be able to on all fronts, defensively, offensively. Did they win some? Or couldn't win some early long rallies early on, yeah, but as the game went on, they got more comfortable with communicating around the court, rotating players in proper positions, and just getting good plays. And it wasn't just Kenny Johnson, it was the whole team. They all united. It was a great win for Donovan West on both their games, and now they're jumping up to fourth in the entire league in the standings.
Yeah, and the top three teams, all ranked, including the two number one teams in 1A, 1A D1 Centralia, 1A D2 is Hanover. Valley Heights, also number four right now. In a two-way, according to the latest KVA ranks. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight, as, again, Donovan West at home going 2-0 on the evening. And it started with a win over Onega, 25-12, 22-25, 25-12. And then Axtell over Onega in straight sets in match number two, 25-15, and then 25-16. And then Donovan West in a thriller in three sets over Axtell in the nightcap, 25-11, 18-25, and 25-16. Donovan West, the lone out of these three teams that will be in a tournament this weekend at Hiawatha. Both Axtell and Onega off until next week. Axtell next Tuesday night at the Lynn Quad. Onega will be on the road at the Frankfurt Tri. So again, want to thank Kurt Kilman in studio, Crin and Profit. Appreciate it very much. Of course, tomorrow, Thursday nights, our coaches' shows, getting you set for week three of high school football on Friday night. So our coverage continues as it normally does, pretty much almost every day throughout the season. So again, for Kurt, Crendon, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week for more high school volleyball, but we'll talk to you Friday for another full slate of high school football. You've been listening to High School Volleyball here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.